Obviously, as minor premiers, they get home court advantage, so we knew that at some stage, if we can hold home court, we still had to win on the road at some stage. So yeah, to get that first game under the belt is a fantastic grand final game. Game of roles, they went on a few runs, we went on a few runs, but thankfully we had enough at the end to win by two.
You pinching yourself?
Not necessarily, no. You don't want to get too carried away. I'm obviously happy with parts of the game, but we're literally going back to training now to go and watch video and see where we can improve. So there's plenty of room for improvement. They're probably doing the same thing, and we'll see what minor changes both teams make come Friday.
There's a clutch three from you at the end there. Did they show you a bit of disrespect leaving you so open?
Oh, look, they had three guys on Bryce. I think when the best player in the league is going for 32 points and it's getting to the critical stage of the game, they got to pick their poison, and I was fortunate enough that Bryce saw me in the corner and I was able to knock it down.
Fair to say, you've been on a bit of a three-point drought before then. You're going in there, and we've spoken about it a lot, but you're always confident that you were going to be able to hit that shot.
You can do the work during the week, then I think you're entitled to feel confident when you shoot it. Obviously, I would like to have seen a few more drop previously, but when you're not a high-volume shooter, obviously you can go on droughts like that, but overall, it's just good to be playing finals and to see one go through.
When it did land and you realised we're in front and we can now try to close out a bit, what was the emotion like on the court at that point? It was such a big moment of the game.
About getting a stop. I think it's all about every possession, as cliche as it sounds, so good or bad, at one end you've got to make sure you do all you can to do something positive at the next end. So with a team as potent as Sydney, with guys like Casper Ware, Kevin Lish, Andrew Bogut, if you spend too much time celebrating one shot that's made, then they'll just go down and put the ball in the basket straight away.
Was it a heart in the mouth when Casper put that last shot up, and then you're just living in, if it goes in, you lose, if it misses, you win?
Yeah, it's amazing how close the game was, and to come down to one shot. You know, obviously a player that's been there, done. He's hit plenty of game winners in his career, and he had had the look, and I'm just glad from a Wildcats perspective that it missed, but he's probably made a lot more than he has in that situation.
What does a win in Sydney do for the mindset now? You sort of negate that home court advantage that Sydney had, so how does that change your approach to the rest of the series?
You try to take it one game at a time, but obviously you wake up this morning, everyone's got a smile on their face and they're excited that we won last night. But now it's about locking into Friday, because all that good can be undone if we can't hold serve on our home court. So we'll go, like I said, and watch video right away. And even though we won, we still didn't play our best basketball. And it's a matter of making minor adjustments to try and put ourselves in a position again to go up 2-0.
Trev tried to play underdog status again. First game, is that gone now? Are you guys favourites?
No, I think if you're the minor premiers, I mean, credit to Sydney, they were the top of the ladder from the first round to the final, and they earned that minor premiership. So we know that if we're not switched on, that they could beat us and beat us convincingly. So we have to play our best basketball to be able to win.
How much do you think Miles Pondley learned from his first time going against Bogut in the NBL?
Yeah, I thought it was a great matchup. You know, obviously Bogut started aggressively, had a fantastic game, a double-double. So it's about Miles watching the game and saying, all right, he's capable of doing that. What have I got to force him into going into game two? Because I thought Bogues was one of their best players.
Did you have a word with him after the game? Have you had a word with him yet about what he can potentially do better?
We'll probably discuss that in about an hour's time. Credit to Miles, we had a game plan, and teams can expose those, and sometimes you can get it wrong. Bogut, you know, went for 18 points, but you know, Tate didn't score as many as normal, or Ware didn't score as many as normal. So like them, we have to pick our poison, and Bogut punished us, so we've got to learn from that and make adjustments.
You're down 11 really late in the third. Is that when the experience of being to so many finals and the high-pressure situation actually comes in?
Yeah, you don't ever think you're out of the game, regardless of what the scoreboard says, until the siren goes. So it's about grinding out each possession, and 11 can quickly turn to 4 or 5 points, which is only a two-possession game. And to be honest, when you've got someone like Bryce on your team, you always feel like you're a chance of winning because of how quickly he can score and the multiple ways he can go about scoring. And Tirico White's the same. Nick Kay's hits huge shots after huge shots this season. So we always have a belief that we're capable of winning, but obviously we prefer not to have to do it from being 11 down.
How is Bryce's elbow?
Yeah, it's fine. It was one of the more random ones where you just get, someone accidentally steps on you, but no, he'd be totally fine.
No, we ask it a fair bit, but how good is he going?
He's amazing. It blows my mind that he can continually put on these performances, knowing full well he's going to get double teamed sometimes. There's going to be three guys guarding him. He's the best teammate I've had here at the Wildcats. insofar as performance. He's an amazing guy. And straight after the game, it's all about congratulating other players and how they played. He's a selfless guy who just wants the best for the team. If it means scoring 30 points, fantastic. If it means going for 5 points with 8 assists, but we get the win, he's just as happy.
What is it about the matchup between Ware and Cotton? Do you think that, and also yourself playing Ware sometimes, that you sometimes, this season in particular, have had the wood on him?
Oh, look, you got two of the best players in the league that usually bring out the best in each other. They're both competitive, they both want to win, and they can both score the ball as well as anyone else in the league. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting rest of the series. You know, Casper's one of those guys that if you don't keep an eye on him or you don't play as well as you can every possession, he can put points on the board just as quickly as Bryce can. So, yeah, we've got to make sure that we're switched on come Friday because he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, I know it's expected this question. There's been a bit of talk about this maybe your last final series. Is that something you have given any thought to? Is there any thought to that?
Well, I have to give thought to it because I keep getting asked. Look, the reality is, regardless what happens at the end of the year, I'm not going to do anything until the end of the year. It's all about enjoying another finals campaign, being there for my teammates and just making sure that whatever happens, you know, I've given my all for it. So, yeah, it's definitely something I have to decide. I'm off contract, I'm 35 and I've been dealing with niggling injuries. So, yeah, I'll deal with it then.